and not realize what they had to go through to arrive. See, before Jesus sat on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, he had to go through hell. Ooh, Jesus. Had to go through the sufferings of a cross. You know, you'll learn some obedience. When you start going through some stuff, you will learn some obedience. And Jesus learned it pays to obey, even if it means getting on a cross and going. Do you think in his humanity he wanted to do that? What do you think that whole deal was in the garden? Sweating blood? I mean, that's serious stress. He was freaked out, stressed out, and everything else at that moment in that garden. That's why he had to go pray. He was freaking out. He telling me I got to die and go to hell? In humanity? That's what tripping about that. What about want to go to hell? And Jesus did for all of us. See now, I don't have, big brother already did. I ain't got to do that. Big brother got on the cross. I ain't got to get on the cross. Big brother went to hell. I ain't got to go to hell. Big brother got up on the third day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He deserves to be the captain of our salvation. He deserves to be the high priest. Hallelujah. Because what he went through, we don't have to go through it. We can just stand in the victory that he already obtained in the pit of hell and maintain what he already obtained. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't have to go and get it. Jesus already got it. He got my healing. He got my deliverance. He got my prosperity. He got my victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm not going to let somebody talk me out of it by telling me I'm just a mere old man.
I'm going to just read these real quick. John 3, hallelujah. 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 I got to give you this. Hallelujah. Oh, shoot now. The devil's sitting there like, no, kill that man. Kill him right now. Let him just die while he preaching. Please, kill it. And they all around me, my angel's like, you can't touch this. And they just freaking out. Shut him up. If those people believe what he say, my God, I'll never be able to do nothing with him anymore. The only grounds he has to operate on is your ignorance. But when you're no longer ignorant, see, Satan blinds the mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 4:4, he blinds the mind, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine.
He that hath received this testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure, period. Unto him is in italicized, which means the old dinky translator added it because he didn't know what he was talking about. Unto him makes it seem like he didn't give Jesus the spirit by measure. But God is not giving the spirit by measure to anyone. He's not chopping up the Holy Ghost and giving you 20% and giving somebody else 30% and you got 5%. Jesus has the anointing, but now we have a anointing. You ever heard that before? Biggest bunch of crock ever come out of the pulpit. That's wrong. And it gives you the idea that we're lesser than Jesus. We have a anointing, but he has the anointing because he's Jesus. That's a lie. The Bible says, I'm the vine, you the branch. How many of you know the same sap that runs in the vine is the same sap that runs through the branch?
Amen.
It ain't no different sap. You read your Amplified. He is not given the Spirit by measure. He's given the Holy Ghost whole and without bounds as a gift. He's given his Spirit. Now, that simply means, if he said, greater things than these shall you do because I go unto my Father, then he cannot expect for me and for you to do greater things if we don't have what he had when he did what he did, because I can't do